Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can grasp material and arm themselves with truth in the now necessary battle against the unscientific and diabolic evolution pushers. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. You can sample the first two episodes for free, and believe me, you will be hooked and want to watch the rest of the course. This is a PhD-level course in all facets of the myth that is evolution, including biology, cosmology, and geology. To get your first two episodes free of Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on creation, go to crusadechannel.com/Adam. That's crusadechannel.com/Adam.
I was reading a little bit from St. Thomas today as well on what he was saying about fear. He talked about how Christ did have the fear of the Lord as well, because that's a gift of the Holy Spirit, but it was pure filial fear. It was God's preeminence. God, like he was, his soul was pulled constantly towards God out of reverence. So, and then you see what he does in his ministry, in his life. Like whenever the devil shows up, like he completely takes the demon on in a spiritual warfare, and pushes the demon away during the temptations. Like in no way does he succumb at all to the devil's offers, because like you said, if we really love God, if we really cling to him, we're going to want to protect that, because that's the greatest treasure. Mm-hmm. And we have that in our soul. We're going to do anything we can to avoid losing it, which means, you know, if the devil attacks us, attacks us at night, we lose the whole night's sleep if we have to, because we don't want to lose God. If the devil attacks us and we have to forfeit our income or lose our reputation, like we're going to forfeit those things because we want to keep our love for God. And we know that God is faithful. He's a good father. He's faithful. He'll protect us, even though we may die. We may die as a martyr, but so be it, because this life is passing. And I think those are the things, and that might be a good list right there, of the things that the devil tries to twist, to pervert. He wants us to not be ready, not want to let go of this life, to fear death coming, to fear losing what we've acquired in this world, not the merit, but the treasures, but the reputation. And then when we're like in this day and age where good Catholics are being tested left and right, and it's only just beginning to get worse, the devil is going to work on us. Like, okay, you're going to lose your reputation if you stand up for Christ, stand up for the church, and you don't go with everybody else, go with the culture. You're going to lose these things. Do you really want to? You know, how are you going to protect yourself? So it's like he's trying to instill fear by attacking the filial fear, the love for God as our Father that we do have. He's trying to strip that away from us and then place us in this context of like being an orphan, essentially. Who's going to provide for you? Like, mm-hmm. That God's not going to be there, because you have to provide. You have to protect. Like, especially if you have kids, a lot of Catholic families, Catholic fathers are going to be put in really sticky situations, because they need income to provide for their families, the home, the food, clothing, you know, school, whatever it is. And if the culture is falling so evil that you have to kind of sign your soul away to keep your job, then that's going to be a great test. I think that's one of the fears when it comes to the demon of fear right now. It's one of the fears that's in the mind of a lot of people, especially fathers of families.
Mm. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel. This is episode number 285. My guest is Mr. Charles Frawney, and the subject is exercising the demon of fear. Well, speaking about fear in its sanctity in its highest, and how the holier we are, you say multiple times in the book, you quote different priests, different exorcists, talking about how the holier we are, the less cause we have of fear of the devil, the more confident we should be, and so forth. Well, you tell the story, the very funny story, actually, about Saint Teresa of Avila, and I'm trying to pull it up here.
That's a great one.
Yeah. So why don't you tell it?
So it's I might paraphrase just a little bit, but I heard it a long time ago, maybe right after my conversion, was that she was asleep and she was woken during the night and sensed a supernatural or a preternatural presence, she wasn't sure, above her bed. And she feared it was God just because of her reverence for God. And, you know, when if God is, she has to present herself if it's God showing up to speak to her about something. So she was a little bit afraid, and she rolled over, and it was the devil in one of his many manifestations to attack her. And then when he saw her, when she saw him, she said, "Oh, it's just you." And then rolled over and went back to sleep because she has no concern for the devil.
Yeah, it shows you the sort of we have this sort of inverted concept, like we should be terrified of the devil and you know, not have the slightest bit of fear when God comes around. But she shows us just the opposite. keeping in mind that the fear that we have of God is filial fear. But that's a great story. And I believe there's a similar episode that happened in the life of St. Jean-Marie Vianney, the Curie of Ars, when the devil was making a racket someplace in the house. And as you know, the devil would frequently physically harass St. Jean-Marie Vianney. And he came into the room where the noise was from, and he saw this hideous demonic manifestation, and he said, "Oh, it's just you," and he walks out of the room. So I guess the demons probably don't like that. But now,
right.
I guess there's a part of sort of demonic psychology, or technically they don't have souls, right? So the demonology, which would tell us about themselves in fear. Now, they're actually very subject to fear, aren't they?
Yeah, they're presented, when I was, you know, studying all the exorcists, presented as very weak creatures, you know, in whatever diabolical psychology you can, however you describe that, but very susceptible to the opinions of other demons. Like if they're sent to possess and they lose the case, essentially they lose the subject, they're kicked out, they can't tolerate the possession. I think it was Father Ripperger who said they're more afraid of the harassment from the other demons in hell than they are of the pain in the exorcism. Like they're really ashamed. Like it's because they're all animated by different sins, but especially pride. And so they can't endure defeat. And then especially like some of the weaknesses, and this goes back to expelling the demon of fear, Our Lady. It's remarkable what every exorcist says about Our Lady's involvement in the exorcism, but also in spiritual warfare in general. Like St. Louis de Montfort has a lot of great quotes, and St. Alphonsus Liguori, that the demons fear even Mary's name, like more than anything else. And the devil fears being conquered by Mary more than he fears being conquered by God. And I was reflecting on that today because someone emailed me about that. It's in the book. Like, how could that be? You know, God's more powerful. And it's that Mary conquers him through the exact opposite of his strong point. Like he rests on his pride, but she destroys him by her humility. So it's God could crush him just with, you know, a glance, but he doesn't want to be beaten by a humble person, a humble creature. So when she bests him, when she is victorious over him through her humility, he can't stand it. So he wants to avoid that. So the fear there, he's afraid of her destroying him that way, probably because of the shame. Like if he gets kicked out of a possession or blocked in a possession and the other demons know it, but she's the one who did it, there's this intense shame apparently in the mind of
he has to go back to the locker room where the bad boys are going to pick on him, right? I mean, for losing.
That's right. That's right.
Father Armorth, you quote Father Armorth saying that that he actually constrained a demon during the possession to ask why he feared Mary, and he said, "I feel more humiliated being conquered by a simple creature than by God himself." And of course, I guess there's something fitting here, something there's a congruity to this, because of course the principal sin of the demons was pride, and Our Lady's, you know, most known for her humility. I mean, today's, at least in the old rite, today is the feast of the Visitation, so we're reminded of that, you know, that God exalted the humble, and of course she's the perfect example of the of her who is most exalted because most humble. Of course, our Lord himself is an example of that as well. But so there's something about the fact that she's not God, she's just a creature, but she excels in that virtue which he most radically opposed in his downfall. And I'm talking about Satan himself, but I'm also talking about his minions, you know, all of the demons, right? I mean, they all fell through pride, and therefore all of them would hate Mary's humility.
And that's one of the reasons why the rosary is so powerful and highly recommended by everybody, even Our Lady of Fatima herself, because it's her gift to us, her meditation gift to us. And when we pray it, it blocks all, you know, it helps block all diabolical activity, not just Satan himself, because there are who knows how many billions of demons, but any kind of diabolical harassment is thwarted through praying her rosary, because it taps into her humility and her virtues and her grace, her Immaculate Heart, which they all fear and run from.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And they fear Our Lady more than I think all the saints. In fact, Father Ripperger said that any time that Our Lady involves herself in an exorcism, any time Our Lady manifests her presence in an exorcism, the possession simply stops. It's not even contest. The demon just leaves immediately.